Hello, my name is Mike Wilson. I am 3rd District Supervisor for here in Humboldt County, and I'm here to help Richard Marks with his our kickoff of his into the voting time for his campaign for re-election to the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. It is my great pleasure to be here today. A round of applause for Mr. Marks. So I was just wanted to mention a couple of things before we kind of move on, because that's what we're supposed to do, is say nice things about the person who's running for office that we support, and I'm going to do that right now. So one of the reasons I met Richard for the first time when he was elected to the Harbor District 8-9 years ago now. And what a journey that had been with him when I was on the Harbor District. I learned so much from Richard about the Bay's history, about the political history of Eureka, about just so many things, and his experience working on the Bay, that he'd been there for so long. But the thing that I've really come to really enjoy about Richard is his ability to bring people together, his due diligence in decision making, his ability to listen. He's a great listener, much better than a lot of people, a lot of folks. And is a man of action. That is a thing that I really like about Richard too. I'm going to speak to his experience. He's on the Harbor District, but he's also been on the Samoa Fire District, right? Still on there. I think you're board president of that or something like that, maybe.
No, just a director.
Just a director. And the Domestic Violence Services Board, which he's been serving on. He's also on the board of the North Coast Railroad Authority. I want to say the dedication to all these boards is pretty amazing too, because he actually shows up to virtually every single meeting for decades, almost. I mean, pretty much. And I don't remember a meeting that he missed. I don't know if he missed maybe one on the NCRA. Maybe.
None
since he's been on there. He reports back and across, you know, through the other agencies to each other, so that cross communication is happening at all times. There's transparency is an abundance with Richard Marks. He's just dedicated. So I want to talk about what Richard stepped into when he first came to the Harbor District. The finances were terrible. Oh my God, it was heading to a disaster. It was moving towards a wall. The revenues were down, the expenses were skyrocketing, and literally we would become bankrupt within 2 years if we kept moving in that same direction. And with Richard's leadership, we combined with the board and the staff, we turned that around. The board turned that around, and Richard was a big part of doing that. And that had a lot to do with creativity, about creating opportunities for businesses to flourish on Harbor District properties in ways to create revenues. And it was also really changing the paradigm of how we looked at a lot of those long-term contracts. And so Richard was a great negotiator in that process. Now, one of the things we also know about Richard and his time at the Harbor District was the time when the pulp mill was an environmental disaster. It had been abandoned by Evergreen Pulp. Another group of folks had tried to do what they could to try and reconstitute that, and then we had the crash of 2008 and 2009, and it was literally a disaster. Something had to be done. There was a time and a space where the board and Richard looked at that issue, which was 3 million gallons or more of toxic pH-14 caustic liquors in tanks that were about to overflow from the next rainstorm, fall apart from the next earthquake. They were co-located with tanks that were full of hydrochloric acids and other acids. If you can imagine what would happen when those things combine, if there was a disaster, it wouldn't be just a disaster for Humboldt Bay. We're talking about an environmental disaster that could kill people. And the district had to do something. And it was scary. It was a scary time to make a decision that, how do I put this? There was a choice between, the choice was do nothing or do something, right? And the do nothing was just not a good choice. do nothing was just not, we couldn't do that. We needed to do something. And Richard was leading the way with regards to doing something. He had experience being in that mill. He knew exactly what those dangers were. He understood what needed to happen, that something had to happen. So the district with Richard took over the pulp mill, worked with, starting with the Wiat tribe. And I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Wiat territory here. But starting with the Wiat tribe, worked with the EPA, the Coast Guard, and Congressman Huffman's office to bring in, you know, all the resources necessary to avert what would be an environmental catastrophe. And it was an amazing job that without people like Richard working together with all those agencies, working together with all those people across political parties, across agencies, that made that happen. It brought in a huge amount of investment. And I would say, because I get to be, you know, the person who says something sort of critical of maybe, you know, I would point out that Richard's opponent thinks this was a bad decision, okay? I can't imagine what another decision would have been. This was a good decision that was made. Certainly the paths that followed from that were far more positive than the alternative, all right? And so we have to really recognize that time and space. But then what happened after that wasn't just the cleanup of that site. The decisions were made to look at that place and bring jobs and people back into these infrastructures that existed, the warehouse, the docks, the all of the utility infrastructures that existed there. We had in our community, and we were about to lose them if we didn't use them. Because we know if you don't use these things, they go away. And they are millions and millions, I mean hundreds of millions of dollars of investment that the community had made in that space, we would have lost it all. And Richard had a passion, and I mean a real passion, to see people back in those spaces working and doing jobs and providing for their families. And it's not just that. We know that that kind of action actually creates cleanup. It gets us away from blight. It makes things work, you know, it makes things work so that we can have a better environment. So we didn't just help the critters in Humboldt Bay, we helped the people around Humboldt Bay, and Richard was a huge leader in that. Didn't stop there, okay? We all saw the great strides made in that. And then Richard passionately worked with a wide variety of groups, and this is where we get a little bit planning nerdy here. I'm gonna get a little nerd planning here. We have a thing called Coastal Dependent Industrial Zoning on around Humboldt Bay. We have 1,200 acres of it. That is, the Port of Oakland is 900 acres. It's a very restrictive type of zoning that that was part of the problem in terms of the blight that we saw on the peninsula out here. So Richard, working with the Chamber of Commerce, working with our environmental groups, working with the city of Eureka, working with both our senator and assembly members' offices, and even with the support of Huffman, worked with the county planning department and the coastal commission to get what was called an interim use policy for the peninsula. Because just like what the problem the district was seeing with not using the infrastructure on the piece of property that the district had, all of the other property owners having the same issue. This was a good decision. This was a good decision backed up with action. This action that Richard put forward in this not just saved businesses, but created new businesses. We see dozens of new businesses, over 100 jobs created out on the peninsula, and there's more coming. There's a future there. We're actually talking about the future of dealing with sea level rise. We're talking about the future of wind energy offshore and what we can provide in terms of infrastructure. There's an actual future for jobs on the peninsula, and it's growing, and that comes from those decisions and actions from Richard Marks. And that's why we're here today. I only have one other point to make because I'm very long-winded, as you can tell. And that is that Richard's broad support, and I mean across political lines of all stripes, where I'm here, I'm certain, you know, I got Frank Yeager here. Frank Yeager and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, right? It's okay. We still get along, really. We still get along, but we don't agree on a lot of political stuff. He's here. Frank Yeager, I got Peter LaValle. Peter LaValle and Frank Yeager don't get along on a lot of stuff, right? It's okay. I want to say that Virginia Bass, also supervisor for the 4th District, can't be here today. She wanted to echo words of support for Richard. Her and I, we're not politically aligned a lot of the time. It's okay. One thing we do know is that Richard has worked really hard for this community. He understands the connectivity between jobs and the environment. And so that's why we're here to support Richard. And I'm going to leave this to Frank to take it over after this. And so, and I want to thank Richard for putting in all the time all these years. And I want to thank him for the time that he's going to put in the next 4 years. So there you go. Frank Yeager.
Well,
a conservative Republican among a bunch of mostly liberal Democrats. This is surprising to me, but you know, we're here to support Richard, and. You know, we're here to support him for his re-election, and I support Richard because he's a friend, but most of all I support Richard because he's the type of public servant who is easy to work with. He's exactly what we need more of in local and national level. Someone who's willing to work with all sides of an issue, someone without sacrificing his core beliefs, works to find solutions through compromise. In his 9 years on the Harvard Commission, he's worked tirelessly to improve our Bay and bring jobs to the community. But most of all, he has worked with all of our community leaders to find solutions that work for all of us. Richard's getting a late start on his election bid here, and I think it's really incumbent on all of us to get out there and talk to our friends and our neighbors and get on the phone and get people to the polls to support him, because he does have a late start. Should have started earlier. you know, I really want to urge all the voters of the 4th District to support Richard, because he is the type of person that we can all work with to support our Bay and support jobs in this community. And I think this is the first opening campaign event that I've ever been to that we've just served lunch. So Richard, thank you very much, and thank you for working with everybody. So now it's time to hear from Richard, I think. Let's break.
Thanks, Frank. You just turned the mic off like Frank did. So I won't be near as long-winded as the two politicians up here, but I want to tell you something about Richard. He brags about his softball prowess, okay? And those of you who play softball with him realize that there's some room for improvement there. But I recently was told that he's a good coach. He's a better coach than he is a softball player, and I think that hurts your feelings, right, Richard? So what I want to say about Richard is he's, in my opinion, a true public servant. He looks at all the issues from all sides. He talks to a variety of people. You see a variety of people here. I consider myself a conservative Republican. And he does talk to me. He asks me questions. He listens. He's a great listener. And I think as a public servant, we need to do more listening and less talking. And I've watched Richard handle some sticky situations as the chair or the president of the commission. I've been in meetings where I thought we were going to have to defend ourselves against an angry mob. Richard handled that meeting very well, and he did it by being himself. And I am so grateful for that, for you teaching us that, Richard. I think there's other people that could learn from your lead. And I want to thank you for being that person on the Harbor District, and not dismissing ideas. He does not dismiss anyone's idea. He listens. He helps to communicate those issues amongst the group, and the decision that comes out of that is not lightly taken. So please, it's important to continue our work at the Harbor District. And when Mike says that pulp mill is considered a bad idea, you never saw it. I mean, it would keep you awake at night seeing what was going on out there, the way it the status that it was. And it was, in the words of the EPA, who would have thought that we'd say thank God for the EPA? But the EPA showed up, and he 5 minutes into our tour, he walks off and is on his cell phone. This is during the government shutdown, and there's no federal employees working. He is working. And he comes back and he says, I just moved this site to the most imminent dangerous environmental catastrophe on the West Coast. And so that night we had trailers, there were trailers coming in to offload some of that pulp liquor. And so that was Richard's leadership.
I'm surprised you didn't turn it off. I want to thank everybody for taking their time to come out here today. My heart is out there. Frank's, when he was pointing out that I was late to get to this election, actually my opponent didn't file paperwork until 2 hours before the deadline, and so I had no opponent. And after that, hey, we're running a campaign. I've knocked on hundreds of doors around Eureka. A lot of people have seen me. I've knocked a lot of Myrtle Town. I've knocked all of the peninsula. So, you know, I'm out there working hard. And as far as our harbor is concerned, we have a healthy bay, as you can see right now. We have the only high health certified bay in California. We're the only ones who can actually export oyster spats, you know. That's something a lot of people don't realize. And as far as the Harbor District in this last 9 years, you know, I've been very fortunate to have a wonderful fellow commissioners who have been, you know, very supportive of any of the decisions that we've made and have stood behind them. Mike was a leader. He was the chair before I was, and he made many decisions, and he was a great person to follow because he was a great leader, and I'm so fortunate to have him on the Board of Supervisors now, and I'm thankful for the county for that. As far as what's going on with my campaign, I've been very fortunate to have the endorsements of the Humboldt County Democratic Central Committee, the Humboldt Progressive Democrats, the Humboldt State College Democrats, the North Coast People Alliance, Humboldt County Green Party, the Humboldt Del Norte Central Labor Council, the North Coast People Alliance, Operating Engineers No. 3, Building Trades, United Brotherhood of Carpenters, which I'm a retired member of, and of course, past and present electeds, such as Wesley Chesbro, Patty Bird, Bonnie Neely, Virginia Bass, Mike Wilson, Steve Madron, Karen Paz Dominguez, and of course, former and present Eureka mayors, Peter LaValle and Frank Yeager, and Virginia Bass, and of course, my fellow commissioners, Greg Dale, Patrick Higgins and Stephen Coleman, and the former, where's Aaron Newman? Aaron Newman's here too. So I'm very thankful for all these endorsements. I'm thankful for where the harbor is going. A lot of people don't know that we actually take care of Shelter Cove. We have a boat yard out there that's been improved, and we've improved those facilities for fishermen down there. And we've also improved the boat yards we have in Fields Landing. A lot of people don't know we have property in Fields Landing. So we have an actual boat. We have a crane that lifts boats out of there. And as far as with the island, we're still doing business there. And everything is healthy. And like I said, the harbor's healthy right now. And so I just would like to continue my service. And that's why I'm asking for your support this November 6th. And like again, I want to thank all you people for taking the time out of your day to come out here. Thank you very much.